This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Nancy Damon joins us live in studio. She's the program director of the Virginia Festival of the Book, which celebrates another successful year coming up in what's really just a few weeks. It starts March 26th, which is my birthday, by the way, so that's pretty cool. Nancy, how are you?
I'm great.
I haven't seen you in a while. How you been?
So great to be here.
Have y'all? It's just been crazy over there, I would imagine. This is a crazy, crazy busy time of the year for y'all.
This is our nuttiest time of the year, and we love it.
Yeah, good. If we can start just by, I always like to keep in mind the fact that Charlottesville's a wonderful place to live, so we have a lot of new people who have chosen to pick up stakes and settle down here with us, and we welcome them. So a lot of people may not be familiar with the Virginia Festival of the Book. Give us a quick 101 history.
Okay, the Book Festival started. It's a program of the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. Its first year was 1995. A number of people got together in Charlottesville and said, you know, this is really a reading place and a writing place. We want to celebrate that. Let's have about 8 programs on a Saturday. And the first year they had 50. And now 2008 is the 14th year.
That's amazing.
And we have about 130 programs for adults and as many programs as we can do in schools and on Saturday of the festival for children and families.
And it runs a Thursday, a full Thursday.
Actually, it starts on Wednesday.
It starts on a Wednesday.
Now.
And it runs
a 5-day festival.
Wednesday through a Sunday now.
Through Sunday afternoon.
And stuff, it's like the film festival in that there's something going on all day long all over town.
We try not to have more than 8 adult programs at any given time.
And I can remember participating in the book festival back in 96.
Right.
We did that thing with Steve Kampfer, who's an author, and he wrote a terrific book about the history of cartoons in America, specifically like the Saturday morning kind, Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, that was a great program.
A great book.
That.
And we did it a Saturday morning at Vinegar Hill, and he brought some classic vintage cartoons that we showed that morning at Vinegar Hill, and I'll never forget that. That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
So this year starts March 26th, the Virginia Book Festival. Right. Give us an idea. Well, first, before you do, you have some news that you would like to break right here that public has not heard. No one has heard.
Nope. You are the first to hear this. Just this afternoon, I got an email from a very beloved author in Virginia, Adriana Trigiani, who's a Big Stone Gap and a number of other novels. She's very loved and has a big personality. She's coming to the book festival this year and will be reading with Homer Hickam, another person who you might not think who, you know, at first, but Homer Hickam is the person who wrote Rocket Boys and memoirs about growing up in West Virginia. Became
That's a
movie,
right?
October Sky.
That's one of my favorite movies.
And
yeah,
he's had several novels published since then. And his new book is called The Red Helmet, and it's about one of the first women to be a coal miner. It's a novel.
But wow.
Yeah,
that's
so they're
terrific.
Going to be a
so they're going to be in, at a program together.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful. Give us an idea of some of the other big names that will be in town for this year's festival.
Okay. Big names will be big names for some people and some not. Greg Mortensen is a person who's written about his experiences building schools in Afghanistan and Pakistan. He's been on the bestseller list for about 35 weeks now. 3 Cups of Tea. He's coming.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
People who know the master, Colm Tobin, who's an Irish writer, very well known last year for a book that won the National Book Award. Nathan Englander is coming. As I mentioned, Adriana and Homer Hickam, some great mystery writers. Saturday night, Mike Farrell, who you might know better as B.J. Honeycutt on MASH. He's written a memoir about being both an actor and an activist, and he'll be at the Paramount on Saturday night. And Sunday afternoon of the festival, we're having a benefit for the Center for the Book, which oversees the book festival, and Walter Mosley. He's probably the most famous African-American mystery writer, as well as other kinds of books, is coming to give do a presentation.
That's
at
great.
The Paramount.
Now, explain the nuts and the bolts to us and how that works, tickets and all that stuff and how all that works.
Okay, well, most of the programs of the festival are free and open to the public on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, Mike Farrell and Walter Mosley are actually ticketed events. And since they're both at the Paramount, you go to the Paramount or go online for the Paramount to buy tickets. But most of the other programs, including Greg Mortensen, Adriana, Homer Hickam,
you just show up.
You just show up.
Might want to be a little early to these events to get a good seat.
Yes.
Usually there's folks for a real popular program, you can stand up in the back, but you get there a little early.
Right. You can show up as early as 1 hour before, and we actually, at the big events and the big venues, we hand out, they're free, but tickets nevertheless, because we have to meet the fire code.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We're talking with Nancy Damon, the program director of the Virginia Festival of the Book, celebrating another successful year here in 2008, and it starts on Wednesday, March 26th. Here in Charlottesville. And as in years past, there really is something for everybody, right? No matter what you like to read,
well,
as a book lover, and this town is full of them, readers and writers, there's something for everybody.
We certainly hope so. I mean, we have all kinds of fiction. We have two comic book and graphic novel writers coming this year. We have science fiction. We have some horror. We have some excellent poets coming. Lots of Virginia and American history, and all sorts of sort of contemporary issues. I was telling you before, we have a man who's written the social history of the swimming pool, for example, which is actually really fascinating. Another man who has also written a book about David Hadju, who's written a book about comic books and how radical and frightening they were to parents when they first started to be popular among kids. So, I mean, just all kinds of, you know, we have sports books, we have other kinds of contemporary issues, political topics.
Everything. Yeah. And the writers and the editors and all the good folks. Now, tell us about the website. I was looking at that today. That's a nice website.
Well, it's very interactive. You can get a lot of information. It's vabook.org. Or if you can't remember that, you can just Google Virginia Festival of the Book. And you can look at almost all of the participants and schedule are already up. You can sort participants by their genre or look at them just alphabetically. You can look at the schedule by the day, by the topic. And there are like 25 different kinds of topics.
So you can go in on this website, vabook.org, and say, you know, I'm just interested in the mystery writers who'll be here.
Exactly.
Or I want to know everybody who's doing something about history.
Exactly.
And it'll filter out and give you the list of who they are, where they're speaking, and when.
Exactly. Or if you want to say, I think I'm just going to park my car in one place and stay all day, you can see every program that's going to be in that area.
In a certain area of town. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's fantastic.
We think so.
Yeah. Well, it's
And besides that, there's this little icon you can click on called Pack Your Book Bag, and you can create your own itinerary. And as long as you leave it in the computer, if something at all should change, it also is updated in your book bag, and only when you print it out. Automatically. Right.
Oh, that's very cool.
And last year, so many people signed up for several programs that we actually needed to move those programs to bigger venues in the same area of town, but we were able to email every person who had signed up in their book bag.
Just to let them know. Oh, very neat.
Which is very cool.
Yeah. Well, again, it's just another one of the things that makes this such a great place to live, and the work that y'all do and your team that work very, very hard. And people, of course, should know that, yeah, it's held in March, but you start working. This is a year-round work to set this thing up. It's
sure.
A huge, huge thing. And,
right.
And a billion phone calls and emails and meetings to make sure all the planes land in the right order and everybody gets to where they're going and the hotels and... It's a whole lot. Hey, do you have, before we go to a break here, do you have like a favorite moment or, because you've been involved with the book festival since the beginning, is there like a favorite speaker or a most unforgettable moment from all your years with the
best moments for me are when somebody comes up to me and they said, you know, I went to this program. I wasn't sure I was interested in it. It was one of the best programs I ever went to. Or my other favorite moment is we've had people that grew up in Charlottesville, and as kids they went to the festival and said, gee, maybe when I grow up I can be a writer, and they've come back to the festival
and have participated.
With published
wow.
poetry or novels, and that is thrilling to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's really neat. Nancy Damon, the program director at the Virginia Festival of the Book. It's online at vabook.org, a fantastic website with all the information you need, the who's, the what's, the where's, and all the technical information, the nuts and bolts, how to get tickets for ticketed events. Otherwise, just be a little bit early. Make sure you get a good seat for some of these fantastic programs. It starts Wednesday, March 26th. So set your calendars now. Nancy, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.